I could pray real quick, I'd appreciate it. Father, we just thank you that you're here, you're present. You care enough to create a church organization like Watermark, where we can come and just lay our sins at your feet. I thank you for the support of family and friends in this community of believers. And Lord, just use my words tonight to encourage someone that they can hear you in my life journey. In your name we pray, amen. My name is Brian Stone. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control, pride, and fear of man that led me to alcoholism. Having been raised in the church, I thought I knew who Jesus was. I loved him, I served others, and knew my eternity was secure. But I hadn't yet truly engaged with him. I had Christ in my heart, but my head was too confused to know how to relate to him. For most of my adult life, I lived in what I now understand to be a spiritual fog. It's kind of hard to explain. I did and said all the right Christian things. I loved Jesus, went to church, prayed, served, and even shared Christ with others. But I didn't know Jesus like I know him now. I've come to realize over the past couple of years here at Watermark Community Church, through my community and through Regen, that I didn't understand what a true, abiding, life-changing relationship with Christ was like. Since August of 2022, I've undergone major spiritual surgery. I now have a new heart and a new set of eyes. After being at the same church for 25 years, Carrie and I joined Watermark in 2020, right in the middle of a global pandemic. Yes, we like making major life changes during major life changes. Real Christian community was a completely new concept for us. In our former church, we had great friends and enjoyed their fellowship, but it wasn't really an authentic community. As you'll soon hear in my story, living in community has turned out to be an important point of recovery, point for my recovery. I come from several generations of entrepreneurs. We were raised to be tough, resilient, problem solvers, and just get it done. Still, I've always been sensitive, thought deeply about everything, and slept very little. Because I struggled to relate to others, I grew up with few friends. Isolation was no stranger to me. It only added to my toughness and resolve, but not in a good way. I came to understand these character traits while working through Regen inventory at step four. In 2020, our family was essentially forced out of the company we had served for four generations. This was a major career and financial change for our family during a time of global upheaval. In a generational family business, it's hard to distinguish between family and business. The business is the family, and the family is the business. This dynamic fed both my pride and my need for control. I've always tried to balance the need to be in charge while sharing control with Jesus over my life. I would soon learn how to surrender all control of my life to Jesus. So we bought a new business in April of 2020, not truly knowing what was coming with the pandemic. The years since have been more overwhelming than anything I've ever experienced in my life. The pressure was relentless. There were days I literally thought my heart was going to explode. So I learned that my relationship with Jesus was lacking. I had no accountability with how I spent my time or my money, and alcohol became a false escape. I'd been a social drinker for most of my adult life. In 2022, when the stress was untenable, my toughness simply ran out. I started drinking every day. I'd start at noon, and I'd drink until I got home. I was miserable, and I didn't know how to make it stop. I prayed and prayed for the Lord to take this burden away from me. I realized that I now had my business burden with the drinking problem. Isolation combined with pride kept my addiction very private. I was high-functioning enough to hide it for a while. Eventually, my sweet, loving, God-sent wife knew something was up. She saw it in my weight, she saw it in my spirit, she saw it in my face. She insisted that I go see the doctor, and she was coming with me. She was insistent. During the appointment, I just broke down crying uncontrollably. I finally admitted I needed Jesus' help and confessed my addiction to my wife, my kids, and eventually my community. This was the beginning of my recovery. Shortly after, my community group encouraged me to consider Regen. I'll never forget my first night. I sat right there and wondered what I was doing here. Was I really that bad off? Was I ready to commit every Monday for a full year But as I sat in that first circle and heard other men confess their struggles and saw their brokenness, I didn't feel isolated anymore. After I tearfully shared my condition with the guys, I knew this was it. This would be the road to recovery. It had to be. So one night, John Elmore spoke specifically on alcoholism, and he went through a list of about 12 symptoms and behaviors of alcoholism. He said that if you check at least four, you should consider getting help. Folks, I checked all but one, and I completely lost it. Right there in the seat, you know, it's that moment when you realize the depth of your sin. And I'm not going to lie, sharing about my alcoholism was very, very difficult. This journey started in August of 2022. I commenced on November 13th of 2023. And I'm thankful to announce that Wednesday, June 12th, was my one-year anniversary of sobriety. I had my last drink on Monday, June 12th of 2023, at approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's right, I had my last drink just before coming to Regen on a Monday night for my step group. It had gotten bad. But people, I'm here to tell you that there is hope. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. I am proof that he is faithful." Now, things didn't change for me right away. It was 11 months from the time I started Regen to my last drink. During that time, I resisted giving up alcohol completely. I even tried to convince others as to why I didn't need to give up alcohol and how I had it under control. But my wife and community group challenged and encouraged me lovingly and patiently. I relapsed multiple times but never gave up, and they never gave up on me. If you are walking with someone who has an addiction, be patient, pray, and then point them to Jesus. Something that has been so neat in this process is that Jesus used my son and daughter's faith to strengthen me as well. And I can't forget that he also used my daughter's worship playlist. I listen to it every day. I'm the luckiest dad. Step 5, confess, had the greatest impact on me. Admitting my pride and sharing my desire to control my addiction to my community had a dramatic impact on this proud control freak. While it was exhausting, I knew the rest could only be found in Jesus. In Matthew 11, 28-30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I now know what it means to really trust and abide in Christ. I believe he allowed me to enter this place of darkness to draw me to him. He loved me enough to break my bones in order to capture my heart. And I finally have peace. My struggles are still with me, but I handle stress so much better. My relationships with those I love are better, and I'm compelled to share this great hope I have with others. I can now praise him for my suffering because it has moved me to the deeper relationship I now enjoy with him. He rescued me, healed me, and restored my soul. My step group was truly my band of brothers as we walked through this fire together. After commencement, I couldn't wait to serve, and I now lead a step group of my own with my buddy and former leader, Trey. Trey, where you at? My man. I passionately share with anyone who will listen that I have a new life in Christ, and I'm a recovering alcoholic. I literally saved by grace. It's been an awesome tool to share the hope I have in Jesus. In closing, I remember one time I went to get dinner for the family, and I saw a liquor store on the on the right. Home was to the left. Sitting at that stop sign, I thought, "You can turn left. Just turn left." And I did. Turning left became a theme for me. Every time I felt tempted, I just said, "Dude, you can turn left. Regen, you can turn left. You can turn towards your home with Jesus." My name is Brian Stone. I now truly have a new life in Christ. Now I'm recovering from pride, control, fear of man, and resulting alcoholism, and to God be all the glory.